It's about time to wrap things up on opening week here at Atrium Health Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Charleston Riverdogs match up for just one more game here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. It's opening week, of course, at Atrium Health Ballpark, and the Ballers have gotten things off to a great start at home. They'll look to make it now 5 wins on the week against the Charleston Riverdogs here in this Sunday series finale. Hi, good friends. Welcome into today's broadcast live here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark on Pally Sports Live, MILB.TV, free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. I'm your host, as always, Dan Helody. The Kannapolis Cannonballers picking up a huge win last night. Frankly, I haven't seen a bigger win at Atrium Health Ballpark in quite a long time. 15-3 your score. The Ballers picking up a huge win. Tyler Schweitzer, 2-0 now on the year. How about the night on the plate for Luis Pineda last night? 2-for-4 with 4 RBI. But it's a new day. Peyton Paulette, the righty on the bump for the Ballers, will get things started. First pitch delivered at 1-0-2. It's a fastball low and inside to Cooper Kinney for ball one here, and we are underway from Atrium Health Ballpark. Paulette, the righty, will work quickly. The 1-0 is cut on and fouled off. Troy Clonch unable to corral. 1-1 is your count. A beautiful day for baseball. Sunny, a couple clouds off in the distance. 67 degrees, your first pitch temperature. As Peyton Paulette, the righty, on the bump for the Ballers, the top prospect on the Ballers roster, delivers the 1-1. It's swung and a miss for a strike. 1-2 now on Cooper Kinney, the second baseman. Paulette, 6'1", 180-pound righty from Benton, Arkansas. A product of the University of Arkansas. As the 1-2 is swung and a miss at the plate, he struck him out. Cooper Kinney is the first punch-out victim of the day for Peyton Paulette. One down now and nobody on for the hot-hitting first baseman, Dominic Keegan. Paulette, the righty, 0-1 on the year with a 6.35 ERA. He had a bit of a rough go of things last time out against the Delmarva Shorebirds, 3 2/3 on the day, as a big swing and a miss on the first pitch for Keegan. 0-1 your count. Paulette, the number 9 overall prospect in the White Sox organization per MLB Pipeline, a second-round selection, 62nd overall in the 2022 draft by the Chicago White Sox. Pitch outside on a slider. 1-1 is your count. Paulette, a four-pitch mix guy, fastball, curveball, changeup, slider. Again, Benton, Arkansas is where he calls home. Pitch in there for a called strike, 1-2 to Dominic Keegan. Keegan batting .444. He leads the Carolina League in batting average. Second, of course, is the Ballers' DH today in Elko as Keegan lifts the 1-2 in a shallow right, backtracking Bryce Willits. He'll make the grab for the out. It's a pop out into shallow right, caught by the first baseman for the second out of the inning. Xavier Isaac will now step in. Xavier Isaac, a big night at the plate last night. The only multi-hit game for the Charleston Riverdogs at the dish last night. In a game that they put up some runs, they had a couple of hits, just nothing really crazy happened. As Xavier Isaac steps in, Paulette will deliver the first pitch. It's just a bit low, 1-0 your count. Isaac at the plate, the DH, batting third, batting fourth in the cleanup spot. He's on deck is Ryan Cermak. Batting fifth is Ryan Spikes, the shortstop. Chandler Simpson, center fielder, bats sixth. 1-0 from Paulette outside. 2-0 your count quickly in the Riverdogs DH today in Isaac. 7-8-9 in the order. Cameron James, third baseman. Estanley Castillo, left fielder. And Julio Meza, the catcher, here in this first inning for the Riverdogs. Two down as a 2-0 is just a bit outside. 3-0 now on Xavier Isaac. Paulette entering today again with that 0-1 record, looking to get his first win as a Baller. 3-0, this one's fouled over my head. Heads up. 3-1 your count on Isaac. Favorable hitter's count for the lefty bat. 6'4", 275-pound lefty bat. Paulette on the bump comes set. 3-1 pitch. Just a bit outside, ball four. It's a two-out walk issued to Xavier Isaac. Paulette will now have a base runner to deal with, and that sends things now to Ryan Cermak, the cleanup batter. Defensive setup for the Ballers today here in the series finale. Logan Glass, Brooks Baldwin, Joannabel Laureano left or right in the outfield. Infield goes Tapia, Sprinkle, Sanchez, and Willits. Troy Clonch behind the dish for Peyton Paulette. Cermak steps in, first pitch on the way from Paulette, just a bit outside on a fastball, 1-0 your count. Again, a beautiful day for baseball in Kannapolis. Wind blowing a little bit left to right. The temperatures are very mild in the upper 60s. 1-0 on the way from Paulette. A breaking ball placed in there perfectly for a called strike. 1-1. Ballers in the blue tops today. White pants, blue caps, red brim with Boomer, a beloved mustachioed mascot on the front of the cap. River Dogs going with the gray tops, gray pants, blue caps, gray brim with the River Dog logo on the front. As Cermak lifts the 1-1 into center, after it is the center fielder Baldwin. That ball will drop in front of him, though. It'll be a bloop single. Throw into second, where Isaac kind of overran it, but he is in there safely, so it's a two-out base knock for Cermak. And now the River Dogs, with two on and two down, will send things to the shortstop and Ryan Spikes. Getting a bit of an odd situation for Charleston in this one, as they are without Carlos Colmenares. Hopefully for not too long, as Colmenares hurt in last night's matchup. Pulled up, limping on a run to first base. Pitch outside to Spikes, 1-0 your count. So Spikes gets the start at short in favor of Colmenares, who is on the bench today. Paulette with a look at second, a 1-0 count on Spikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lifted high and foul down the right field line. After it is Bryce Willits. He will have enough room, and he camps under to make the grab for the out in foul ground. It's a pop out for Ryan Spikes, and that will conclude the top of the first inning. A couple base runners for the River Dogs, but nothing to note for, as it's one hit, no runs. Bottom first, scoreless ball game here in Kannapolis. We'll be right back on Valley Sports Live in the Ballers Baseball Network. Bottom first, Jordan Sprinkle leads it off. Pitch lifted high and foul on the first pitch from the lefty on the bump. For the Charleston River Dogs, today's starter, Alex Ayala Jr. 0-1 your count on Sprinkle. It'll be Sprinkle, Baldwin, and Elko due up. Here in this bottom of the first inning, 0-1 is outside of the breaking ball. 1-1 is your count. Sprinkle with a day off yesterday. Back in the lineup today for Pat Leland and the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who have won 8 of their last 9. Sprinkle lifts the 1-1 in a shallow right field. After it is the right fielder Cermak, and he makes the grab on the run for the out. A good play and right by Cermak to hustle in, and that is out number 1. Brooks Baldwin's going to step in now, the center fielder for the Ballers, against Alex Ayala Jr. The lefty on the bump, making his second start of the week. He pitched back on Tuesday. Ayala Jr., 0-1 with a 2.25 ERA. In two starts, 3 hits, 2 runs, 7 punchouts, as Baldwin lifts this one into shallow right center field. Backtracking is the second baseman, Kenny, but Cermak comes in, and he's been a busy man already. 2 putouts now, as Baldwin is quickly the second out. That'll send things to Tim Elko, the DH, in today's order, to face off against Alex Ayala Jr. Ayala Jr., 6'1", 204-pound lefty from Chiriqui, Panama, product of Florida Southwestern State. He did pitch on Tuesday. 4 innings, 2 hits, 2 runs, 1 walk and 1 strikeout. And that one of those hits was a 2-run shot by Tim Elko. As that pitch is inside, 1-0 is your count. Ayala's 1-0 to Elko. This one's cut on and fouled off, even now at 1-1. Elko at the plate. He's the DH today. Bryce Willits, first baseman, bats in the cleanup spot. Troy Clonch, the catcher, bats fifth. Batting sixth, third baseman, Lyon Tapia. 1-1 to Elko. In there for a called strike. 1-2 now your count. 7-8-9, due up, Joanna Villariano, right fielder. Logan Glass, the left fielder, and Wilbur Sanchez, the second baseman. As the 1-2 is spun in there on a breaking ball for a called strike three. A very quick 1-2, 3 inning on the bump for Alex Ayala Jr. as he strikes out Tim Elko looking, and that is the completion of the first inning. Second inning headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Chandler Simpson leads it off. Center fielder for the River Dogs. Tap of the second inning. Pitch in the dirt. Black by the catcher, Clonch. 1-0 your count now. Peyton Paulette back on the bump for the Ballers in this one in his second inning of action. Again, returning off of Tommy John surgery, making an appearance today for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as this pitch is in there for a called strike. 1-1 is your count now on Chandler Simpson. Simpson, Cameron James, and Stanley Castillo do up as Simpson grounds the 1-1 towards first. Willits will have to hurry, but he gets there in time for the out. Peyton Paulette trying to cover the first base bag, but also stay out of the way. Ends up on the ground on his rear, but play made. It's a 3-U put out for Chandler Simpson. It is the first down hat. It'll send it to Cameron James, the third baseman. Chandler Simpson had a play last night that still just makes me shake my head. Had a ground ball to the shortstop. And the shortstop in Lyon Tapia last night didn't really take his time. He didn't really rush it or anything. But Chandler Simpson legged it out. He ran from home to first and beat out a ground ball last night. Very impressive as James grounds this one towards the third base back. Tapia has to hurry the throw. It is in time, though, for the second out of the frame. Two down now, nobody on, and Estanley Castillo do up. Castillo, 6'4", 264-pound righty bat. One of the better power prospects in the organization for the Tampa Bay Rays. He is a brute of a human being. As he'll ground this pitch towards the shortstop, Sprinkle, who backhands it and fires to first across the diamond in time. Just like that, I could barely even take a sip of the cheer wine up here. And we're headed into the bottom of the second inning already here in Kannapolis. Ballers and River Dogs are scoreless. We'll be right back after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. 4-5-6 due up for the Ballers. Bottom of the second inning. Bryce Willits, Troy Clonchuli, and Tapia due up. As Willits' first pitch from the lefty, Ayala, is in there for a called strike. 0-1 your count on Bryce Willits. He'll step in looking for some offense against Alex Ayala. Pitch is low and outside, even now at a 1-1. Ballers down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the first inning. Ayala threw just 9 pitches. 1-1 grounded back up the middle. Ayala fields it cleanly and underhands to first in time for the out. A 1-3 put out, and Bryce Willits is sat down. It'll send things to Troy Clonch, the catcher. Defensive setup for today's Bark in the Park matchup at Atrium Health Ballpark for the Charleston River Dogs. Castillo, Simpson, and Cermak, and then James, Spikes, Kinney, and Keegan left to right in the infield. Behind the dish is Julio Meza. He was the guy that was pitching in the eighth inning last night. He is behind the plate for the River Dogs today. Pitch is inside. 1-0 your count on Troy Clonch. Again, the River Dogs ended up using Meza, who is catching today, as the pitcher in the eighth inning last night, as that pitch hits Clonch in the arm, and he will take first base freely. It's an HBP, and he takes first safely. The Ballers have their first base runner of the game, and now that'll send Lyon Tapia to the plate. Again, Bark at the Park Day here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Tons of four-legged furry friends roaming the park. Had to turn the crowd mic down just a tiny bit to make sure that there's not too many barks heard in the background. Pitch in there for a called strike, 0-1 your count. Seen some cute dogs today, some Pomeranians, some Germans. German Shepherds, of course. Really cute dogs. We've seen Doobie, our groundskeeper's dog, today. 0-1 is inside and low, 1-1 your count. Saw one dog earlier today, was honestly looked kind of like a lemur. He had like a black and white striped tail. Very interesting. Never seen that breed before. 1-1 is outside. They'll throw Lyon Tapia. 2-1 your count. Haven't seen anybody like look like my dog. I've got a little shepherd Aussie mix at home, Daji. The 2-1 is lifted in the air by Tapia into right field, and backtracking is Cermak, and he gets the warning track. He can't corral the ball, and that'll be a base runner and more. Clonch headed to third, Tapia to second. We'll see how that's scored, and we're going to give it a base hit up here. According to the official score, it's going to be a base knock for Lyon Tapia, so he breaks the cold streak he's got going, and it is a double into right field. So to third goes Clonch. Now the Ballers at 2 in scoring position, and Joannabelle Laureano steps in. Joannabelle Laureano is going to step in. Infield is forced to play in with the runner at third and one down. Second baseman in Kinney is playing on the edge of the grass as Ayala Jr. on the bump in some trouble already. Pitch is outside to Laureano. 1-0 is your count. Laureano a better start this year than he's had previously. He's batting .231 on the young season. Last night, Laureano did play as well. 1-0 grounded back up towards the middle, and Ayala fields it cleanly. Will fire to first in time. He holds the runner, so it's another 1-3 ground out. Two down now. Runners stay put. That'll send things to Logan Glass. Logan Glass had the night off yesterday, batting .269 on the young year. Nice little batting average. 7 hits, 3 homers, 8 RBI, just 1 walk. He has struck out 15 times on the year. Glass will face off against the lefty Ayala. He'll foul the first pitch back, 0-1 your count. Glass against lefties, hitting well, batting .400 in just the few at-bats he's seen against left-handed pitching. Clonch at third, Tapia at second. Ballers looking for some early runs. Here's the pitch. Another one fouled off straight back by Logan Glass. Count a move to 0-2. Nine-hole man and Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. Again, bottom second. Ballers searching for some early runs here in a scoreless game. Alex Ayala Jr. on the bump. Here's the 0-2. Glass lifts this one into left field. That one's high and deep in the corner, and it is on the berm and out of here. Logan Glass off to a hot streak. He's shattering the competition. It's a 3-run shot for the Ballers here in the second inning, and they are on top yet again here over the River Dogs. Logan Glass off to probably his best start of his career. That's now three homers on the week, four on the season. And the Ballers are on top 3-0 here in the second inning. The offense picking up where it left off. Of course, last night, 15 runs in an offensive outburst. As now Wilbur Sanchez will step in. Nobody on, two down. Pitch on the way is up and in to Wilbur Sanchez. 1-0 is your count. Glass rocking the cowboy hat down in the dugout. Of course, the Ballers using the cowboy hat. If you hit a home run, you get the cowboy hat. 2-0 your count, Wilbur Sanchez. So now Elko turns it over to Glass as the keeper of the cowboy hat. 2-0 is in there for a called strike, 2-1. Luis Pineda had that rocking last night with a big three-run homer. Logan Glass offers one of his own. 2-1 is up and away now, 3-1. Again, the Ballers currently in first place in the entire Carolina League. They're the best team in the league. Even if they lose today, they will finish the week on top in first place. Pitch fouled back by Sanchez, 3-2 your count. It's been a fun week to be a Kannapolis Cannonballer as they're at 9-4 on the year, looking for the 10th win in the season. As Sanchez lifts this one into shallow center field, backtracking second baseman Kinney, and will camp under to make the grab for the out. Pop out for Cooper Kinney's grab as Wilmer Sanchez is out number three, but damage done. The Ballers pick up three runs on a Logan Glass home run, and will send things to the top of the third after a quick break on the Ballers Baseball Network. Julio Meza leads it off for the Charleston Riverdogs. Top of the third inning, 9-1-2 due up for the Riverdogs out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. Peyton Paulette's first pitch of his third inning of work is in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Claunch. 1-0 is your count. Ballers on top 3-0 thanks to a three-run bomb from Logan Glass, his fourth of the season. Already the Ballers on a hot streak here in this young season. 1-0 in the dirt again, blocked by Claunch. 2-0 now to Julio Meza. Meza pitched last night. No, that's not a typo. I didn't make an error there. Meza pitched last night in the eighth inning as a 2-0 is chopped foul, 2-1 your count. He was humming some hard fastballs in at about 55, 56 miles an hour, throwing pretty hard on the mound. In comparison, Peyton Paulette currently on the mound hums about 92, 93 with consistency. Paulette will offer the 2-1. It's low and outside. Move it to now a 3-1 count. Tapia, the third baseman, hugging the line. Sprinkle playing deep in the hole at short. 3-1. We'll chop this one foul. Count moves 3-2. Again, just a beautiful day for baseball. Temperatures are perfect. There's plenty of sun, so if you're here to get a tan, it's awesome. Me, I can't get a tan. I burn too quickly. And then later on, I'll end up flaking like a croissant, and it's just never fun. Lots of sunscreen needed, folks. 3-2 count, nobody out. Meza at the plate, top of the order. Cooper Kenny on deck. Here's the pitch. This one's line foul down the left field line. 3-2 remains your count. Could go for a good croissant right now. It'd be pretty tasty. My favorite breakfast food remains an omelet, always will be. 3-2, that's also my favorite. I love me a Peyton Paulette strikeout. He picks up his second of the day. Julio Meza down on strikes for the first out. Back to the top of the order in Cooper Kenny. I feel like you got to have a favorite savory breakfast and a favorite sweet breakfast. My favorite savory breakfast would be an omelet. You can't go wrong with an omelet. A little cheese, a little bacon. And my favorite sweet breakfast, I don't know, my mom makes some pretty stinking good pancakes, as that one's lined foul. 0-1 your count on Cooper Kenny. A diving effort at first by Bryce Willits. But that ball does trail foul. 0-1 your count. Let me tell you who makes some good breakfast is here at the Kinetic Club. Our kitchen staff and our chef Tristan Sneed, bro, they be cooking some good breakfast up. As that pitch is inside, 1-1 now to Cooper Kenny. There'll be Sundays we'll show up and they'll have like Cheerwine glazed ham and all kinds of tastiness. It is so good. 1-1 to Paulette to Kenny is chopped towards first. Willits makes the play cleanly and takes it to the bag himself for the second out. Two down now, and Dominic Keegan steps in. So if you've never been here to Atrium Mouth Ballpark and you've had the Upper Club Buffet, be sure you take advantage of that. It is a fantastic option for brunch on Sundays, and then they serve a nice dinner every night as well. I think last night we had some steak, some five-season shrimp, all kinds of tasty options up there. You definitely will not go home hungry. Keegan's pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 from Peyton Paulette. Keegan 0-1 today with a fly, with a pop-out, I should say, to Bryce Willits in the dirt and low on the 0-1 now, 1-1 your count. Keegan playing first base tonight. He mainly had been catching. Defending Carolina League Player of the Week for about a day or two more. And then a new player will be named. 1-1 from Paulette. This one is blooped towards first. Willits will field it cleanly and make the grab on the air for the out. It'll be a P3 weekly off the bat of Dominic Keegan for two outs now. The third out of the inning. Good golly almighty, this game is going pretty quick. Bottom third after a short break of the Ballers. Baseball Network 3-0 your score. Kannapolis on top on Valley Sports Live. Top of the order, due up bottom third for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as Jordan Sprinkle is going to step in and lead things off against Alex Ayala Jr. Pitch is in there. Sprinkle lines this one towards short. Spikes has some trouble fielding, has to hurry, and Sprinkle's going to outrun it. It'll be an E6 on the play an error at short by Ryan Spikes. So the first base runner of the third is had, and he's six on Spikes, and now Brooks Baldwin will step in. Baldwin will step in with a runner on first and nobody out. Jordan Sprinkle gets on base for the first time today. Looking to extend his on-base streak is Sprinkle, and he does it today. Baldwin will step in as a righty bat, pitch in the dirt, blocked by the catcher in Meza. 1-0 your count. It looks like there is an arm warming for the ballers down the right field line. It's Manuel Veloz. Expected to piggyback off of Paulette today as Baldwin with a check swing on the 1-0, and that's bad play back to Ayala to second for one on to first, and it is not a double play. A late call in the infield by Brandon Schmidt, but it'll be a fielder's choice as Sprinkle is out on a 1-4 put out at the four out number one. Baldwin's at first, though, on the fielder's choice, so now one down and runner on for Tim Elko. Elko 0-for-1, struck out looking in the first inning against Ayala. No arms warming for Charleston down that left field line. Pitch in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Meza on the first pitch. 1-0 your count. Baldwin at first with a decent lead. He's more one of those guys that likes to get a running start on his leads. 1-0 fastball in there for a called strike, 1-1. The wind is drifting more and more for left to right in the outfield. Certainly should help the lefty bats today. Lefty-righty matchup, 1-1. Outside, 2-1. Again, Manuel Veloz expected to piggyback Paulette. He is warming up in the bullpen. Elko at the plate, still batting 400 on the year. 2-1 is inside and low, 3-1, favorable hitters count. Elko yesterday reaching base at an RBI base knock. He's reached base in every game this year, as we'll have to wait, looks like, on the 3-1. This one's lifted in the air in a shallow left field. Coming in is Simpson. He will make the grab for the out. It'll be a fly out into center for Elko. He's now 0-for-2 on the day. Two down, runner still on first, and Bryce Willits digs in. Bryce Willits 0-for-1 today and a ground out back in the second inning. Baldwin at first, reaching on a fielder's choice. Alex Ayala Jr. has settled in for sure in this one as Baldwin runs on the first pitch. Pitch outside of the plate, throwing a second, and they did not get him. Baldwin's in there safely on a stolen base. Baldwin gets a running start, and he swipes a bag at second. So now runner in scoring position for the ballers. 1-0 count, Ayala on the bump. Pitch inside, 2-0 now to Bryce Willits. Troy Claudia waiting on deck. Bottom third, ballers on top, 3-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Looking to make it 9 of their last 10 they've won. As the 2-0 is outside. 3-0 now your count on Willits. They won the last four last week in Delmarva, and then have won each of their first two games here against Charleston. And then they won Friday and Saturday. They did lose Thursday, but all is good in the world for the ballers. Bryce Willits will take a free pass as that pitch is inside. So ball four issued, and Ayala walks another batter. Two on. Troy Clonch is going to get another turn at the plate. First walk of the day for the ballers as Alex Ayala Jr. offers the free pass to Willits. Troy Clonch steps in, two on, two down. Ballers looking for some more runs to add to their total. First pitch to Clonch is outside, 1-0 your count. Troy Clonch, the catcher. Again, he was hit by a pitch in the second. Pitch on the way. Big swing and a miss. 1-1 now your count. Ballers have relied a lot this week on the home run ball against the Charleston River Dogs. All three of their runs today coming on the homer. Ayala Jr. on the bump with a 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Just a bit upstairs. Now 2-1. Two down, bottom third. Ballers lead 3-0. Awaiting on deck, Lyon Tapia. At second is Baldwin. At first is Willits. 2-1. Inside, Clauncher with a good arm, with a good eye as well. 3-1. A favorable hitter's count. Ayala's pitch. In their outside corner. Count runs full. Count, two outs, bottom third. Clauncher with a big opportunity here. Runners going, here's the pitch. He checks, swings, and goes around on it at the plate. It is a strikeout for Troy Clauncher. He definitely thought it was ball four. Nonetheless, he will go around on it, and that is the third out of the third inning. We're one-third of the way through today's game. Ballers lead 3-0 on a homer from Logan Glass in the second. Top four after a quick break on the Ballers. Baseball Network and Pally Sports Live. Meet of the order due up for the River Dogs. Top of the fourth inning. A new arm on the bump for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. They turn things over to the piggybacker. 6'2", 185-pound, 22-year-old Manuel Veloz takes over as the first pitch to Isaac is off the plate. 1-0 is your count. Veloz is a native of San Carlos, Venezuela. Free agent signing in 2019 by the Chicago White Sox. Pitches inside to Isaac now 2-0. Veloz appeared a couple of times here last year, finished up the season last year here, as Isaac lifts the 2-0 foul, now moving to a 2-1 count. Isaac, Cermak, and Spikes due up as Paulette's day is done after three innings of shutout work with one hit allowed, a solid day's work for the Ronnie Paulette. Pitch outside of the 2-1 now, 3-1. And Manuel Veloz taking over as the innings eater today. 3-1, breaking ball in there for a called strike. Now 3-2. 1-0 with a 7.11 ERA in 6 1/3 innings, 9 hits. He last appeared last week in Delmarva. As Isaac grounds the 3-2 towards second, Sanchez moves to his left, fields it cleanly, and will throw to first in time for the out. 4-3 put out for the first out of the inning, and Xavier Isaac is now 0-1. That'll send things to Ryan Cermak. Ryan Cermak, the right fielder, will step in. He's 1-for-1 today and a single back in the first inning. Veloz's offering is a fastball in the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 is your count. Wind is howling now left to right, and the flag pulls in left field. 0-1 count. Veloz comes set. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Cermak fooled by a breaking ball. Now 0-2. Again, another beautiful day for baseball and a great crowd on hand for what's turned out to be a fantastic Sunday afternoon. 0-2 chop foul down the line. Keep the count at 0-2. We'll do it again. Bark in the Park Day, so all kinds of four-legged furry friends out here at the park enjoying the day. Still 0-2 on Cermak. Veloz will deliver the pitch. This one is lifted in the air left field. Not too deep, though. Logan Glass will backtrack a tiny bit and Campona to make the grab for the out. A fly out into left for Cermak. He's done that a few times this week. Quickly two down, and now Ryan Spikes two up. Ryan Spikes, the shortstop, 0-1 today. Had a pop out to Willits in the first inning. Ryan Spikes, the third round pick in 2021 by the Tampa Bay Rays. Veloz's first pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1 your count. Veloz tends to attack the plate, attack the strike zone. He doesn't throw a lot of balls. He just kind of throws the ball right down Broadway and says, hit it if you can. If you can't, sucks for you. 0-1 is inside. 1-1 count now on Ryan Spikes. Veloz has got a nice fastball, that's for sure. It's not going to blow you away with the velocity as that pitch is in there for a called strike, 1-2. It'll sit lower 90s, but he places it well. It's a smooth fastball, like a good piece of cheesecake. It's just nice and smooth. 1-2 from Veloz. This one's fouled off. Keep the count at 1-2, and we'll do it again. Waiting on deck, Chandler Simpson, center fielder. Balder's on top, 3-0, top of the fourth inning. 1-2 count, two down. Here's the pitch. Just a bit outside, now 2-2. I had a great debate the other day with a friend about which is better, cheesecake or tiramisu. It's a great debate. I'm here for it. 2-2. This one is chopped back at the middle, but it's fouled off the foot of Ryan Spikes, and he takes a tumble in the batter's box. Keep the count at 2-2, and Ryan Spikes is saying, gosh, oh, golly, gee, that hurt. Hands on his knees as he fouled that pitch off his foot, it looked like. Definitely not in a lot of comfort as Haley Williams, a trainer for Charleston, will come out and have a chat. Looks like she just is up there to say, you good? All right, you're good. Step in the batter's box. Sean Smedley, manager for the Charleston River Dogs, also to come have a chat. Make sure Ryan Spikes is all good. He's already seen one of his infielders become injured this week in Carlos Colmenares, who we're not sure if Colmenares is able to play today. I guess we will see. Two-two count, two down, top four. Ballers lead 3-0. 3-0 is your score. 2-2 from Veloz. Outside, count will run full. Chandler Simpson, the center fielder, again waiting on deck. Top four, and the River Dogs trailing 3-0 to the Ballers. Spikes 0-1 today. Batting average at 175. 3-2, chop foul again down the left field line. Count will stay put, 3-2. We'll get you the out-of-town scores in the next half inning. A busy day in the Carolina League. Some rainouts last night forcing some doubleheaders. 3-2 count. Veloz's offering is low and outside for ball four. Ryan Spikes will take a free pass to first base as he'll draw the walk. And now Chandler Simpson will step in. Chandler Simpson will step in with Spikes at first. Simpson 0-1 today. Quick check on the runner at first down in time. Still waiting the first pitch on the Georgia native and Chandler Simpson. Former Georgia Tech Yellow Jacket. Boy's got some speed for sure. Runner going on the pitch. Veloz's pitch at the plate is inside. Throwing a second, and they did not get him. A late call again by Brandon Schmidt, who really takes his time out in the field with these calls. Nonetheless, Ryan Spikes will swipe second on a stolen base. It's almost like Schmidt, the infield umpire, hesitates to make the call. Nonetheless, runner at second now is Spikes. Simpson at the plate with a 1-0 count. Veloz's pitch inside and low, 2-0. Cameron James, third baseman, awaiting on deck. Veloz and the ballers on tap, 3-0. Got a pitcher's duel. 2-0 in there for a called strike on a breaking ball. Quickly 2-1 on Simpson. One of the top prospects in the Rays organization. In a loaded Rays organization. They have a lot of young prospects. 2-1. This one's fouled off. Heads up down the line. 2-1 your count. Again, James awaiting on deck. Simpson ranked as the number 18 overall prospect in the Rays organization for his speed and his contact bat. 2-1. This one's chopped foul, now 2-2. Manuel Veloz on the bump with a 2-2 count, looking to get out of the inning. His pitch count's getting up there. It's at 24. Here's his 25th pitch on the 2-2. This one is chopped into left field for a base knock. Rounding third, headed home is Spikes. It's going to be a play at the plate. Throw comes in from Glass. Tag from Claunch. He is out. A perfectly placed throw in from left field and Logan Glass. And they nail Ryan Spikes at home for the third out of the inning. So Simpson will get the base knock. But out at home, trying to stretch it on a 7-2 putout, is Ryan Spikes for the third out of the top of the fourth inning. Quick break, only ride back on the Ballers. Baseball Network, Kannapolis on tap, 3-0 on Valley Sports Live. Lyon Tapia cuts at the first pitch at the bottom of the fourth inning and fouls it back. 0-1 your count. Bottom four. Ballers on tap. 3-0 over the Charleston River Dogs here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the Sunday series finale. Ayala's 0-1 is chopped foul by Tapia. Quickly now 0-2. A beautiful day for baseball in Kannapolis. A great crowd on hand for the Sunday series finale. Ballers looking to make it 5 wins on the week. Send themselves propelling to the first place lead that they've got in the Carolina League South Division. Fouled off again by Tapia, 0-2. We'll get you a look at the out-of-town scores here in the Carolina League. It has been a busy day of action. Carolina and Downeaster in a doubleheader. And their first game of the doubleheader as Tapia swings and misses on the 0-2 for a strikeout. Ayala picks up his third of the day. And now Laureano will step in. Carolina and Downeaster in a doubleheader. Their first game, which is supposed to be seven innings, is now at the top of the eighth inning. And Carolina's on top 3-2 out in Kinston. Bottom four, of course, here in Kannapolis. Top of the second in Fredericksburg with the Fred Nats and the Delmarva Shorebirds are scoreless in that one. Pitch outside to Laureano, 1-0 your count. Game two in that Carolina Downeast matchup set to go after the completion of game one as the 1-0 is swung and a miss by Laureano, 1-1. 3:05 scheduled first pitch between Salem and Lynchburg. And then a couple of 5 o'clock starts tonight. Columbia and Fayetteville getting underway at 5:05 tonight. A 6:05 start in Myrtle Beach for the Pelicans in the Augusta Green Jackets. Scheduled out tonight in the Carolina League. 1-1 fastball is in there for a called strike. 1-2 now to Laureano. There's your out-of-town scoreboard look. Here in the Ballers Baseball Network. Ballers on tap 3-0 here in Kannapolis. 1-2 count, pitch on the way from Ayala, swing and a miss. Laureano struck out back-to-back guys. He struck out three in a row as Claunch struck out to end the third inning. So now three sat down via the punch-out, and Logan Glass will step in with two down. Logan Glass will step in, nobody on, two down. Mustang, Oklahoma native, a 22nd round pick in 2019. He hacks at the first pitch and misses on a foul tip, 0-1. Had a three-run homer back in the second inning, did Glass, his fourth on the year. Ayala's 0-1. Glass lifts this one high and foul, heads up. A high foul ball by Logan Glass. Might want to watch out for those. 0-2, another one fouled off. This one stays in play. Keep the count at 0-2. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck. Ayala working quickly, 0-2. Swing and a miss, a breaking ball. Ayala gets the strikeout. That's now five of the day for the lefty. He strikes out the side here in the fourth. He struck out four of his last four batters faced. That'll send us into the fifth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers lead 3-0. We'll send things to a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Bottom third of the order, due up for the River Dogs. Cameron James hacks at the first pitch at the top of the fifth inning and pops it into shallow right center. Wilbur Sanchez, second baseman, backtracks, and just like that, one pitch, one out. Cameron James now 0 for 2 in the day, as Stanley Castillo, left fielder, will step in. Again, a beautiful day here for baseball. Wind starting to now move out towards left field. It's out to left field, so it should help some of those righty bats. Manuel Veloz back out of the bump, another inning of action as a ball gets loose out there into left field from the bullpen. A 1-0 count on Stanley Castillo. A Manuel Veloz on the bump, working quickly. 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. 1-1 your count. Castillo today 0-1 on the ground out in the second. Here's the pitch. This one's up the middle. It's off the glove of Veloz and into center for a base knock. Estanley Castillo with a one-out base hit in the center. So now the River Dogs pick up a base runner. One down and one on for the nine-hole batter in Julio Meza. Meza 0-1, a strikeout, swinging in the third against Peyton Paulette. First time he's faced Veloz today. Pitch is in there, just a bit low. 1-0 your count. At first is Castillo, not a huge speed threat. Veloz comes set, 1-0. Meza pops this one up a mile high and foul ground after it is Lion Tapia. He'll camp under it and make the grab and foul ground for the out. Staying at first Luis Castillo, but a nice play by Lion Tapia, and he makes the grab in foul ground. So two down, runner on first in the top of the order. Cooper Kinney steps in. Cooper Kinney has been a pesky bat all week. Competitive balance round A selection in 2021 by the Tampa Bay Rays. Pitch on the way from Veloz. It is just a bit low. 1-0 your count. Dominic Keegan awaiting on deck. 1-0 count on Kinney, who's 0-2 today. Veloz's pitch inside, 2-0. Again, likely won't see too many different pitchers in this one today for either side. Maybe see a few for Kannapolis. Nothing too crazy, though. As the pitch now, the 2-0 is inside. 3-0 your count. There is an arm warming for Charleston down the line and left. They did have a roster move earlier today. Nate Dolly was called up to High A Bowling Green. 3-0 is well inside for ball four. It's a four-pitch walk issue to Cooper Kinney. So to second goes Estanley Castillo. Two on, two down, and Dominic Keegan will step in. Dominic Keegan will get another turn at the plate. He's 0-2 with a pair of pop-outs to Bryce Willits. Veloz on the bump, looking to get out of the jam. He's got two on here. Here's the pitch. This one's weakly chopped towards short. Sprinkle has to come in and hurry. He'll field it across the diamond in time for the out. A nice play at short by the Rainmaker, Jordan Sprinkle. And that's the third out of the top of the fifth inning. We'll go to the bottom half of the fifth here as the ballers still on top 3-0 over the Charleston River Dogs here at Atrium Health Ballpark on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Wilbur Sanchez leads it off against the new arm of the month for the Charleston River Dogs. Alex Ayala Jr.'s day is done as the first pitch to Wilbur Sanchez is off the plate. 1-0 is your count. New arm on the bump, Jack Hartman, righty, 6'3", 205-pound Peachtree City, Georgia native. He pitched in 2022 in Bradenton, a native of Appalachian State, a former Mountaineer. As the pitch is outside, 2-0 your count now on Sanchez. Again, day done for Ayala Jr. Taking over on the bump is Jack Hartman, the former Mountaineer. Just up the road in Boone, North Carolina. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. Sanchez grounds this one towards second. Cooper Kenny will field it cleanly and fire to first in time for the out. It is a out for Wilbur Sanchez, who's now 0-2 on the day. Top of the order now, due up in Jordan Sprinkle. Jordan Sprinkle will step in. He reached on an error back in the third inning. Again, Jack Hartman on the bump. He has got a 10.80 ERA, 1-1 on the year. Acquired in the trade by the Rays and the Pittsburgh Pirates. It sent G-Man Choi to the Pittsburgh Pirates. Inside in the dirt, 1-0 your count now on Sprinkle. He pitched out of the bullpen 18 times in Bradenton last year, recording a 6.27 ERA as Sprinkle ropes this one into center on the 1-0. That'll be right at Chandler Simpson, though, and he makes the grab for the out. A sharp liner into center by Sprinkle. So now two down, and Brooks Baldwin steps in. Brooks Baldwin will step in. He reached base last time on a fielder's choice. Again, bottom five, ballers leading 3-0, searching for their fifth win of the week. Hartman comes set. Here's the pitch. Just a bit low on the 89-mile-an-hour heater. 0-1 your count. 1-0, excuse me. Elko waiting on deck. Still searching for his first hit of the day as Baldwin lifts this one in the air on the 1-0 in the right center field, backtracking Simpson. A collision in the outfield by Cermak and Simpson. We don't know if they made the grab. It looks like Cermak in right field did, but oh my goodness. Not sure if they made the grab. They are going to call him out. Baldwin will round the bases just to confirm in case they didn't make the grab, but a heavy collision in right center. And immediately Sean Smedley and Haley Williams are running out to check on Cermak and Chandler Simpson as both are down. And oh my, folks, this does not look good. Immediately, Chandler Simpson grabbed his leg, and Cermak is lying flat on the ground. Haley Williams out to have a chat, make sure that they're okay. They're going to check on him as Chandler Simpson and Cermak collide in the outfield. Simpson from center was playing a little more shallow than Cermak. Cermak was backtracking. We'll see if there is a way we can take care of these two guys, as we're going to get medical attention from a lot of different parties on this scenario. Looks like A.J. Smith, Cannonballers trainer as well, going to check on those two. As again, Baldwin circled the bases just to make sure that in case the ball was dropped, it would be an inside-the-park homer, but it looked like Cermak held onto the ball. And those two out there, and Cermak and Simpson, in a lot of discomfort. It looks like Simpson's gotten to his feet, but Cermak took the bit more of that hard play out there. It looks like Simpson is on his feet and okay, and Cermak has now gotten to his feet. So good signs for both, as Chandler Simpson and Ryan Cermak have now both gotten to their feet. Good to see for sure. I would assume we'd see at least one defensive swap. As again, yeah, looks like Christopher Berrette quickly is going to go throw down the left field line to warm his arm up. So Berrette is more than likely going to enter. Very scary collision in right center between Ryan Cermak and Chandler Simpson. So Berrette warming up down the left field line. We'll see what the River Dogs opt to do here. As Simpson is walked back over to his feet. And that is the third out of the inning. So we will take an inning break here in Kannapolis, and we'll let you know how things shake out. Looks like Simpson is back in the dugout, and Cermak slowly walking back. We'll take a break here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live with the top of the sixth headed your way. Top of the sixth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Kannapolis Cannonballers, Charleston River Dogs locked in the series finale. 3-0 your score, Ballers on top. Currently in a bit of an injury delay for the moment as we had a scary collision out in right center field. Checking up on Ryan Cermak and Chandler Simpson. It looked like the two collided trying to make a grab out in right center. Due up this inning for Charleston is Isaac Cermak and Spikes. However, I strongly doubt we would see Cermak step to the plate after that collision. So it looks like at the moment the home plate umpire and Corey Gerber is having a chat with Pat Leland and the trainer A.J. Smith just to see about the replacements for both sides. So we'll see about what the move is made for Kannapolis and Charleston if the River Dogs have a move to make. As Manuel Veloz is warming up still on the bump for the Ballers. He has pitched now two innings. This will be inning number three of work for him. After Peyton Paulette's day is done after three innings, Paulette three shutout innings with one hit, one walk, and two strikeouts. He lowers his ERA down to 4.15. As now it looks like we're going to be ready to go. Xavier Isaac's going to step in and lead things off. Again, Ryan Cermak due up. He's away. He is not on deck. We'll see who the River Dogs opt to send out to right field as they will need to bat another batter after Isaac. Pitch is outside. I want to know your count on Isaac. The River Dogs in a bit of a predicament here. They're in a bit of a pickle. All four of their infielders currently are being used. And now if they're down an outfielder, they're down to three. So if Simpson and Cermak are hurt and can't continue, we would see probably somebody out of position, which would not be too fun. 2-1 count, Veloz's pitch. Outside, move it to now 3-1. Folks, as crazy as this sounds, Ryan Cermak is on deck. It looks like he's going to be able to stay in the game. After a scary collision, he is going to bat. 3-1 now, 3-2. Cermak looked like he got more of the brunt of the collision out there. 3-2 to Isaac. Swung and fouled off. Foul off the bat of Isaac. Count will run full. Cermak is kind of flexing that right wrist of his. So that might have been where some of the pain in that collision would have been, is Cermak's right wrist. He keeps flexing it. Of course, an important part of batting. He is flexing that right wrist. We'll see how that goes next at bat. 3-2 count, though, on Xavier Isaac. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball inside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. It's another punch out for Manuel Veloz on the day. He picks up his first on the day. And Xavier Isaac down looking for the first out of the sixth. Ryan Cermak's going to step in. So Ryan Cermak stays in the game after the collision out in right center. And we'll see him bat against Manuel Veloz. Here's the pitch from the righty. This one's fouled off. 0-1 your count. Ryan Spikes awaiting on deck. And then Chandler Simpson is in the hole. Simpson was the other half of that collision that we saw at the end of the fifth inning. 0-1 is outside from Veloz. Even now at 1-1. There is an arm warming down the line for Charleston down the left field line. Looks like Kikito Severino. Veloz is 1-1, is inside, 2-1. Three nothing, your score, ballers on top. Looking to make it five wins on the week as Cermak lifts the 2-1 into left field, backtracking Logan Glass, uses his hand to guide, and just shy of the warning track, makes the grab on a flyout. Ryan Cermak, the second out of the inning, he flies out into left. Two down now, and Ryan Spikes will step in. Ryan Spikes will step in. He reached on a walk in the fourth inning as he'll corkscrew the first pitch back towards Veloz, who fields it with a glove and underhands it to first. What a play by Manuel Veloz. It's the third out of the sixth inning, and that'll send us into the bottom half of the sixth after a quick break of the Ballers, Baseball Network, and Bally Sports Live. It's bottom six, Ballers on tap, 3-0. Tim Elko steps in, and it's a new arm on the bump for the Charleston River Dogs. It's the lefty, Kikito Severino, 5'10", 149-pound lefty. He delivers the fastball in there for a called strike, 0-1 now on Elko. Severino from La Romana, Dominican Republic, will give the 0-1 to Elko, and it's cut on the miss for a strike, 0-2. Elko, Willits, and Clonch do up. Bottom six, Ballers lead 3-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Severino's 0-2. This one is grounded towards third. James will make the play cleanly and fire across the diamond in time for the out. Elko now all of a sudden 0-3 on the day. First out is out of the sixth, and now Bryce Willits will step in. Severino, a lefty. International free agent signing in 2021 by the Tampa Bay Rays. He did appear on Wednesday on Education Day. Inning in two-thirds, one hit, two runs, three walks, and two punch-outs. He definitely has walked plenty of guys this year, as that pitch is outside of 1-0 to Willits. He's walked at least two in each of his outings this season, as the 1-0 to Willits is in there for a called strike, 1-1. Again, Bark in the Park Day here at H.R.E. Mouth Ballpark. Ballers and the River Dogs doing business in the series finale. 1-1 from Severino, chopped towards first. This ball will stay ever so fair, and Dominic Keegan will field it and barely has to move to step on the bag for the second out. So now two down, and Troy Clutch, the catcher, will step in. Two down, Clutch reached in the second on a hit-by-pitch, and he scored later in the frame. And a strikeout swinging in the third as Kikito Severino, third arm used today by the Charleston River Dogs. Pitch outside, move it to a 1-0 count. It looks like Simpson and Cermak both in the ballgame still for Charleston. 1-0 is inside and low to Clutch, now 2-0. Amazing to see that both of them are still in the ballgame. Christopher Barrette, the only other outfielder in the roster for the River Dogs. So if both of them had not been able to stay in, that would have been a little bit of a fun situation. 2-0 inside, now 3-0. That's when the manager goes up and down the bench and goes, all right, who played outfield at some point? Because you got to go do it now. 3-0 count, Severino's pitch. Inside corner for a called strike, 3-1. It's a good thing about minor league baseball. This is the time to get versatile. This is the time to learn new positions and find out where you fit so that you can contribute best at the major league level. 3-1 outside and low ball four. Troy Clutch contributes with a two-out walk. He'll reach first base safely, and now Lyon Tapia will step in. Tapia has reached base once today and a double. He is 1-for-2 in today's ballgame. The clouds continuing to roll in here at Atrium Health Ballpark. First pitch on the way, fastball up and away, and Meza immediately pops up, and he's going to come chatting with Kikito Severino. He's allowed 10 runs and issued 7 walks in 4 innings this season. He didn't record a single out in his first time out on the 7th in Myrtle Beach. Probably played too much mini-golf down there in Myrtle Beach, the mini-golf capital of the world. No innings recorded, 4 hits, allowed 8 runs in one outing, as Tapia grounds this one past the diving shortstop, spikes in the center for a base knock on the 1-0. Tapia's got himself a multi-hit game. To second goes Clutch, and the Ballers now with 2-1 and 2-out for Joannabel Laureano. Joannabel Laureano will step in. He's 0-for-2. Kikito Severino will look at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Again, the Ballers currently sitting pretty. They're on top of the Carolina League. And on top of the Carolina League South Division, they're going ring hunting this year. They're 9-4. With a win today, they'd go to 10-4. Best by over 2 games of anyone in the Carolina League. Pitch in there for a called strike. 0-2 now to Joannabel. Columbia Fireflies a half game back. At 7-1.5 back at 7-5. Fayetteville Woodpeckers 2 games back at 7-6 entering today. As the 0-2 to Laureano, inside corner for a called strike. 3, Kikito Severino picks up his first strikeout of the day, and it's the third out of the 6th inning. We're 2/3 of the way done, headed to the back third of baseball here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers on top 3-0 here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Sports Live. Chandler Simpson due up for the Charleston River Dogs, who have nine outs to work with. They trail 3-0, and Manuel Veloz back out for inning number four of work today. Pitches inside to Simpson. 1-0 is your count. Veloz is 1-0, is outside to Simpson now 2-0. Chandler Simpson stays in the ballgame after a collision in a little right center with Cermak on a play. 2-0 outside, now 3-0. Manuel Veloz does not want to put Chandler Simpson on base here. Simpson, a speed threat, leads the Carolina League in stolen bases, and he does just that. It's ball four, a four-pitch walk, and Simpson now is at first base with nobody out, and that'll send Cameron James to the plate. Cameron James will step in, Simpson at first. Set on the bump is Veloz. And Veloz will balk. Simpson's going to head to second. Veloz had definitely a balk there. He kicked his back leg. So now a runner on second and nobody out. Cameron James at the plate. And now a ball gets loose from the bullpen. So now Castillo on deck, had to go grab the loose ball from the bullpen. There is an arm warming for Charleston. Veloz on the bump, we'll take a peek. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike, 0-1. Cameron James, 0-2 today, a ground out and a pop out. In fact, the bottom third for Charleston in this one, 1-for-6. That one single coming from Castillo last time up. 0-1, make it 2 for now, 7, as this one's lifted into the gap and all the way to the wall. Simpson's going to round third and score on the play. Cameron James is going to round second and head for third. That's going to be a stand-up triple for Cameron James. And just like that, the River Dogs have struck and they are on the board. It's a RBI triple for Cameron James. That'll send things now to a nobody out. Runner on third, and Estanley Castillo steps in. Castillo with a single in the fifth inning as Manuel Veloz is going to have to deal now with a runner on third and Estanley Castillo stepping in. Infield will not play in. Castillo, the heavy power bat, steps in. Here's the pitch. Big swing, and he fouls it off straight back, 0-1. 3-1 now your score. Ballers holding on to a two-run lead. Oh-1 count. Here's the pitch. Outside corner for a called strike, 0-2. A good pitch from Veloz, and now he's one strike away from avoiding the power threat of Estanley Castillo. Runner at third is James. Here's the 0-2. Outside, 1-2. One-two count. Veloz set. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Clutch. Cameron James at third, not dancing around too much. Meza waiting on deck. Ballers defense playing pretty far back. They're playing back with the power threat of Castillo at the plate. A ground ball would be a little bad here as a 2-2 is inside. Now 3-2. You don't want a ground ball here. You don't want a deep fly ball. Ideally here, if you're Manuel Veloz, you would like a strikeout, so that you have one out. Runner stays put at third for Meza, who's on deck. 3-2 from Veloz. Breaking ball in there. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Manuel Veloz picks up his second strikeout of the day. Estanley Castillo down looking. One down. Runner stays put at third. And now Julio Meza due up. Meza 0-for-2, a strikeout and a pop-out. He's got a runner on third in a RBI opportunity. Pitching there on a breaking ball called strike, 0-1. There is an arm warming for the ballers down the line in right field. As Meza grounds this 0-1 towards short, Sprinkle will field it cleanly and fire to first to get the out, but the run does score. Cameron James will cross the plate. Meza with a 6-3 ground out, two down, nobody on. Another run crosses the plate. Now the River Dogs have clung back to now 3-2. They're in trail just by one. So now every batter that steps to the plate is a tying run. Cooper Kinney will step in. Cooper Kinney will step in to face off against Veloz. He'll foul the first pitch off down the right field line. 0-1 now on Kinney. Count, Veloz's pitch. This one's chopped fair about 20 feet in front of the plate, and Clonch will pick it up and fire to first in time. That'll be the third out of the inning. That will conclude the inning of offense for the Charleston River Dogs, but they do get a run back, a couple runs back, I should say. It's 3-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark, headed to the seventh inning stretch, and we return to the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Sports Live. Logan Glass leads it off, bottom seven. There's two swaps for the Charleston River Dogs, one on the mound and one in the field, as the pitch to Glass is outside of 1-0 is your count. Bottom seven, ballers on top 3-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark in the series finale. New arm of the bump is Matt Wyatt. 1-0 is outside now, 2-0 your count. Matt Wyatt, a 6'4", 215-pound righty from Towson, Maryland, a product of University of Virginia, a Virginia Cavalier, a 20th-round pick in 2022. As a 2-0 is chopped towards short, Ryan Spikes fields it cleanly and throws the first in time for the out. A 6-3 ground out, one out is had, and now sends it to Wilbur Sanchez. Matt Wyatt, the righty on the bump, takes over, and a new right fielder in the game for the River Dogs as Christopher Barrette takes over. Ryan Cermak's day is done. He will take a rest after the collision at the end of the fifth inning as Matt Wyatt's pitch is chopped towards third, cleanly played by James, and will field it cleanly, throw to first in time. Just like that, one pitch for the second out is all that's needed. That'll send things now to Jordan Sprinkle, who we'll get the opportunity in the bottom of the seventh. Two out, nobody on. It looks like Johnny Ray, the righty, is getting loose for the ballers down the line and right. And Johnny Ray, kind of that setup man in the bullpen for the ballers. Pitch on the way to Sprinkle is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Sprinkle today has reached on an error back in the third. He has gotten on base. Matt Wyatt's 0-1 is outside, but in there for a call. Strike on a breaking ball. 0-2, quickly the count. 0-2 count, two down. Brooks Baldwin awaiting on deck. Matt Wyatt on the bump in his first inning of action today. Here's the 0-2. Lifted high and foul. Keep the count at 0-2. Heads up over there. Matt Wyatt pitched on Education Day. Got the loss. 2 2/3. One run, no hits. One walk and four punchouts. He did allow that wild pitch in the ninth inning that gave the Ballers the walk-off victory as Sprinkle cuts on a fastball and misses for a strikeout. It's a quick 1-2-3 inning of the bump for Matt Wyatt in the seventh inning. That'll turn things over to the eighth. Ballers up 3-2. They'll turn it over to Johnny Ray to set up at the eighth inning, and they'll send us into a break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Eighth inning, Johnny Ray on for the Kannapolis Cannonballers as the Ballers looking to clinch victory. They need six outs here as the River Dogs trail 3-2. Dominic Keegan will lead it off. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 now to Keegan. Keegan, Isaac, and Barrette do up as Cermak has been removed. Barrette now your cleanup batter for the River Dogs. Johnny Ray enters, looking to set things up in the ninth inning for the closer. Johnny Ray could go the rest of the game as well. He does have the capability to do so. As that pitch is up and away to Keegan, 1-1. Ray 1-0 with a 9 ERA on the season. He did pitch earlier this week as the 1-1 is inside, now 2-1. He pitched on Friday night. One inning, one hit, one walk, and two punchouts. Not much of an answer for Johnny Ray. Had the River Dogs on Friday. 2-1. Lifted high and foul by Dominic Keegan over the Atrium Health ballpark sign. Heads up. 2-2 your count. Johnny Ray, former TCU Horned Frog. 12th round pick in 2021. Excuse me, a 12th round pick in 2021, of course. 2-2 grounded towards third. Tapia makes the play. Fires to first in time for the out, and it is a ground out for Dominic Keegan. That is now one down, and Xavier Isaac will get a turn. 12th round pick in 2021, a Quincy, Illinois native, again going to TCU. Spent some time as a Horned Frog, and then now finds himself in the White Sox organization. Now Johnny Ray is going to come get a visit from home plate umpire and Corey Gerber. And now out comes Pat Leland as well. Not quite sure what the issue was there. Thought it might have been a check for some sticky stuff. Of course, the pitchers, it's been a big problem in baseball the last few years, is the sticky stuff situation for pitchers trying to get a grip on the baseball. As the pitch is swung and missed for a strike, 0-1 your count now on Isaac. Now they get checked before they leave the bullpen. They get checked on their hands and their glove for any foreign substances, and they get checked after they come off the mound as well. Pitch on the way, and the 0-1 is in there now, 0-2 to Isaac. Saw Max Scherzer up with the New York Mets run into some trouble with the sticky stuff recently. Swarren was just sweat and rosin. You do put sweat and rosin together, it will get sticky. However, of course, we've had other substances arise as far as pitchers go, as we get a time called a pitch clock violation. So now count will move 1-2. Johnny Ray taking a little too much time with that pitch clock. And now Xavier Isaac with a 1-2 count. Ray with a deep breath, 1-2. Check swing, does he go around? Yes, he did, says Brandon Schmidt. There's a strikeout for Johnny Ray, his first of the day, and it's two down now in the eighth. Ballers four outs away from victory, and they'll need to get through Christopher Berrette first. Berrette will get his first at-bat of the day. He takes over in right field for the injured Ryan Cermak. Berrette, a pesky bat all week, batting 158, but he's picked up three hits. He swings and flails at the pitch now, 0-1 your count. Two down, top of the eighth. Ballers on tap, 3-2. Johnny Ray with a deep breath. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Clutch. 1-1 now, your even count on Berrette. Ryan Spikes awaiting on deck. Ballers again, four outs away from victory. They're looking to move to 10 wins on the season. 1-1. This one's chopped towards first base. It will land foul, and Willits can't make the play. But it doesn't matter. It lands foul. 1-1 your count. One-two count on Berrette, two down. Johnny Ray in the ball game in potentially a hold situation. He could stay in the ninth for a save situation. 1-2 pitch. This one's chopped back towards the mound. Ray's going to have to field the ball. He'll barehand it and fire to first. It is in time. A nice PFP for Johnny Ray. That's why you do him in spring training so much. The play is made. It's a 1-3 ground out for Berrette. A 1-2-3 inning in the bump for Johnny Ray. And now the Ballers three outs away from victory, and they'll get a chance for some insurance runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Thank you. First pitch to Brooks Baldwin in the bottom of the eighth inning is inside for a ball. 1-0 your count. Baldwin, Elko, and Willits due up. Bottom eight ballers lead 3-2. They're looking for some insurance before they turn things over in the ninth inning and look to close it out here at Atrium Health Ballpark in what's been a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Pitch inside, 2-0 your count now. Baldwin in at the plate against Matt Wyatt, who's in on his second inning of action. Pitch is up and in on 2-0 now, 3-0. Again, Baldwin, Elko, and Willits stew up. Brooks Baldwin, the former UNCW Seahawk, against Matt Wyatt, the former righty from Virginia. Pitch in there on the 3-0 now, 3-1. Baldwin reaching on an error, on a fielder's choice, excuse me, back in the third. Pitch on the way is low and inside. Ball four. Brooks Baldwin gets a leadoff walk to lead off the eighth inning. A free pass issue that'll send it to Elko, the DH. Matt Wyatt allows the free pass, and now Elko's going to step in with his on-base streak and hit streak on the line. He has reached base in every game for the Ballers this year, and he has yet to reach base today, though. He's 0 for 3. Wyatt comes set. Pitch on the way. Outside, 1-0 your count. As now Meza is going to come have a chat with his arm in Matt Wyatt. Elko, the Lutz, Florida native, went to Ole Miss, was the captain at Ole Miss for five seasons. Now he ends up in the Chicago White Sox organization where he has been tearing the cover off the ball to begin this season. Four homers, 18 RBI. Baldwin dancing at first. Elko's pitch from Wyatt is inside and low. 2-0 now your count. Again, a beautiful day for baseball. We had Bark in the Park today. We had a bunch of adoptable puppies out on the concourse on the first base line. Hopefully some of those pups got adopted as this 2-0 is chopped down the line foul. 2-1 now your count on Elko. Our groundskeeper adopted a puppy last year in the first Bark in the Park of the year, Doobie. Now just over a year old puppy of groundskeeper Tim Siegel. As Baldwin is checked on at first, not in time. Count 2-1 at the plate on Elko. 0-for-3 today with a flyout last time up. Baldwin dancing at first, 2-1. Just a bit in the dirt, blocked by the catcher. Now 3-1 on Elko. Bryce Willits, first baseman, awaiting on deck. Ballers looking for insurance here in this eighth inning. 3-1 count, Wyatt on the bump. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike just at the outside corner. Count will run full. Again, this ball game has been relatively quick. Just about an hour and 45 minutes of game action, and we're only in the bottom of the eighth inning. 3-2, runner going. Swing and a miss at the plate. It's a strike him out and not a throw him out. Baldwin will reach second base safely on a stolen base. But Elko strikes out, and we might have just seen the streak go to nothing. Tim Elko strikes out. He's 0-for-4 today. Unless the Ballers go off on another tear like they did in last night's seventh inning, that may be the end of the day for Tim Elko's streak at 13 games. Bryce Willits will step in. Runner on second and one down. Willits today is 0-for-2. He did reach on a walk in the third. He'll chop this one towards first. Keegan with a clean play. Spins around like a ballerina and flips an underhand to the covering Wyatt at first. It's a 3-1 put out for the second out. Advancing to third, though, is Baldwin. So now runner on third and two down. And that'll send it to Troy Klaunch. Klaunch will step in. Runner on third. It's Baldwin. Ballers could use that insurance run. We'll see what Klaunch can cook up here. Pitch is outside. I want to know your count. Wyatt trying to find the strike zone here. He's at 21 pitches, 11 strikes. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. So it's chopped toward third. Cameron James, pretty routine play. He'll field it and fire to first. A nice stab at first by Keegan. That'll be the third out of the inning. A 5-3 ground out. Third out is had. The bowlers get a base runner from Brooks Baldwin, but nothing else. And they'll turn things over to the ninth inning where they're three outs away from victory. We'll take a quick break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network. It looks like Billy Seidel is going to come in and try to close things out for Kannapolis. Billy Seidel on to close it out for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Ryan Spikes will step in as the first of the last few hopes the River Dogs have. They trail by one run. Seidel on to close this one out as this pitch to Spikes is low and away. 1-0 is your count. Spikes, Simpson, and Cameron James do up. Top nine, Ballers on top 3-2 against Billy Seidel. 1-0 with a 1.50 ERA. He is the team leader in saves as this one's chopped towards first. Willits can't get there cleanly. Has to hurry. Underhands to first. Does he make the play? Yes, he does. Nice recovery at first by Bryce Willits and good coverage by Billy Seidel to get to the first base bag. It's a 3-1 putout. Ryan Spikes is the first out of the ninth inning. Ballers two outs away from victory. Chandler Simpson's going to step in. Seidel, the team leader in saves, he's got three on the year. He picked a save up the other night in spectacular fashion on Friday night against Charleston. One inning with two strikeouts. As he'll swing and miss at the plate, Will Simpson. 0-1 your count with one down. Setting up on the bump is Seidel, 0-1 count. Here's the pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike, 0-2. Seidel, listed at 6 foot, 220 pound, 23-year-old, a 15th round pick in 2022, a native of Wellesley, Massachusetts. Went to school at Duke, a former Blue Devil. 0-2 count, Seidel's offering. Fastball, lower part of the zone, ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. Chandler Simpson gives the side eye to Corey Gerber, the home plate umpire. However, Billy Seidel picks up his first punch out of the day. And that is the second out of the inning. And all stands between the Ballers and victory is Cameron James. Billy Seidel's got ice in his veins. In the ninth inning, he has been very sharp. Pitches inside and low, 1-0 your count. Veins are so cold, I'm shocked there's not penguins walking around out there in the infield. It is chilly. Billy Seidel looking to close this one out. 1-0 count, here's the pitch. Breaking ball, hummed in there for a called strike, 1-1. Cameron James, a triple back in the seventh inning, an RBI triple. Scoring the one run, it was Simpson who reached base. A 1-1 count. If James gets on base here, it would make things interesting, as this one's chopped towards short, diving after it is Sprinkle, but it gets loose in the outfield for a base knock. Taking a big turn at first and stopping there is Cameron James. So it's a two-out base hit. And now the ballers are playing with fire. It's a two-out base knock for James, and Estanley Castillo is going to step in. The ballers again out hit in today's game. This is almost a mirror image of Friday night's game, in which the ballers won that one 3-2. And they were out hit 8-3. They're out being out hit today 5-3. Castillo steps in, 1-for-3 in the day. First pitch from Seidel is in the dirt, blocked by Clutch. 1-0 your count. There is an arm warming for the River Dogs down the line. Looks like Jake Christensen. Should Charleston be able to knot this one up? 1-0 count, Seidel on the deep breath on the bump. Here's the pitch. This one's chopped foul by Castillo, 1-1. Seidel is a perfect 3-for-3 in save opportunities. This is a save situation here with it being a one-run ball game in the ninth. Runner at first is James with a decent lead. Castillo with a slightly open stance. 1-1 from Seidel. Swing and a miss. Looked like a foul tip on a 90-mile-an-hour heater. And now the ballers one strike away from picking up their ninth victory in their last 10 games. Pretty impressive stuff. Kannapolis is on fire to start this young season. 1-2 count, two outs. Top of the ninth inning. Ballers on top 3-2. Looking to become the first team in the Carolina League to pick up 10 wins. 1-2 count. Seidel with the glove at the belly. 1-2. Just a bit downstairs on Castillo. Count will move even at 2-2. Everyone in the place thought it was strike three, except for home plate umpire Corey Gerber. It was just a bit low. 2-2 count. Seidel looking to shut the door. 2-2 count, two down. Seidel's pitch. This one's lifted in the air, right center field. Trailing in after it as Laureano has to hurry. He will get under to make the grab. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 3-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. They've won 9 of their last 10, and they're in first place in the Carolina League with 10 wins on the season. The Ballers are the best team in the Carolina League at the moment, and they take 5 of 6 at home against the Charleston River Dogs in epic fashion. They pick up a 3-2 victory today. Postgame show headed your way here in just a few moments on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Ballers win it, baby, 3-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Welcome back into the broadcast booth. High atop Atrium Health Ballpark. Dan Helody doing the post-game show for you here as the Ballers pick up the 3-2 victory over the Charleston Riverdogs. 10-4 now. The Ballers are on the season. The Riverdogs falling to 5-9 as the Ballers pick it up on 3 runs on 3 hits. Not a lot of offense, but just enough. The Ballers do well, and they pick up their 5th win on the week. They're now 10-4 on the season, and they have done it pretty sharp here this young season. Manuel Veloz picks up the win. He's 1-0. Ayala, it's the loss. He's 0-2. Billy Seidel, now a perfect 4-for-4 in save opportunities, his 4th save on the year. The Ballers didn't have a lot of offense, just 3 hits, 2 of them coming from Lion Tapia, and then a home run from Logan Glass. A 3-run shot in the second gave the Ballers all the runs they needed in this one, as the River Dogs only answered 4-2 on the day in the 7th inning. Logan Glass's 4th homer on the year, his 3rd of the week, and the Ballers pick up victory. Brooks Baldwin swipes 2 bags. Other than that, a really quiet day on offense for the Ballers and the River Dogs. Peyton Paulette gets the start. 3 shutout innings. 1 hit, 1 walk, and 2 punchouts. Veloz gets the win. 4 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, and 2 punchouts. Johnny Ray gets a hold with an inning and a strikeout. And then Billy Seidel, 1 inning, 1 hit, and a strikeout. Good enough for his 4th save on the season. As for the other side of the Charleston River Dogs, they only get a couple of hits themselves. Cermak 1-for-3. Chandler Simpson 1-for-3. The big day comes at the plate from Cameron James. A multi-hit game, 2-for-4 with an RBI. And then a 1-for-4 day for Estanley Castillo. An RBI also coming off the bat of Julio Meza. That's it. Really not a lot of offense for either side. Ryan Spikes does pick up a stolen base, his 2nd on the year. But that is really it for Charleston. Ayala Jr. gets the loss. 4 innings, 2 hits, 3 runs, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. Hartman, 1 clean inning with nothing. Severino, 1 inning, a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. And then Matt Wyatt comes in and shuts the door. 2 innings, a hit. No runs, no hits, 1 walk, and 2 punchouts. Again, a very quick game today. 1 hour and 53 minutes. One of the fastest ball games we've ever seen here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Just over 3,000 Ballers fans packing the ballpark today to enjoy a beautiful day. And even better, the 5th Ballers victory of the week, as they'll now set their sights on a 6-game road trip to Carolina. They'll face off against the Mudcats in a 6-game stretch and Zebulon at 5 County Stadium. We'll have the broadcast for you on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We're going to take Tuesday through Thursday and let you tune in to Greg Young, the voice of the Carolina Mudcats. He'll take care of the broadcast for you then, and I'll be up there on Friday through Sunday to give you all the action. Of course, we'll have a 6 o'clock start Tuesday, 11 a.m. on Wednesday, and then a 7 o'clock start Thursday, and then we'll have the broadcast for you the 28th, 29th, and 30th, 7 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 1 o'clock in Carolina, in Zebulon. Until then, we appreciate you tuning in and hanging out with us here on the broadcast here in Kannapolis at Atrium Health Ballpark. Bally Sports Live, MILB.TV, the free audio stream, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. I'll leave you as I always do up here. I'm Dan Helody saying, as always, speak in love, love baseball, save less. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers win it, baby. Ballers win it 3-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. They're the best team in the Carolina League. It's good to be a Ballers fan nowadays, as they are the best team in the Carolina League, trying to pad their lead in the South Division. They got a big matchup next week against the Carolina Mudcats. We'll see how that goes next week in Zebulon. We'll see you then. Until next time, the Ballers will be back home on May the 2nd against the Augusta Green Jackets. 6 games scheduled against the Green Jackets. What a week that's going to be. Oh my goodness. We got Jiggy with the Piggy that weekend. We got Kannapolis Q's weekend. We got all kinds of fun stuff planned for you. Next homestand, be sure to pop out and join us. Until then, we'll see you and enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a great one, everyone.